Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the school of wisdom, of knowledge, and we do have a good understanding of God's Word. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, to our elders, deacons, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Grateful for this Sabbath day door of utterance. Glad to be with you. We are God's people. We are Jews. We are Israelites. We are true followers of Christ. Glad to be with you today. I want to talk to you today a little bit about Jesus, King of the Jews. If he's King of the Jews, what does that make you and I that we follow God? We that follow God, what does it make us? Before we get into that thought, our choir is going to sing this number our Deacon Dale wrote. Blameless. Thank God for your choir, Sister B.
My delight,
let me hold,
purify my blameless.
Is that beautiful? Blameless. That's what we strive to be. Blameless. As the Lord said, be therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Glad to be with you today. We're grateful for God's anointing that's going on.
Yes.
We are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine.
Yes.
One may ask, what is the doctrine? What is your doctrine? Our doctrine is God's word. God's word is the Ten Commandments. It is law. He commanded it to Moses to give to the people. It's called commandments. It's righteousness. The word is Jesus. The word is God. Isn't that beautiful? Before we go any further, our deacon Debbie has these announcements. Dee?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
God for you, Deacon. As we go forth, it's good to refer to Deuteronomy 4 and 6 because down through the time when God sent those to speak for him, his servant, many did not understand and many that did understand did not obey. Many things that I might speak about, maybe you don't have understanding. But Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. It's talking about God's word.
Yes.
It's talking about the 10 precepts. They're righteous altogether.
Yes.
Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law? God's law are styled as statutes and judgments because that's what's going to judge us in the last day. And judgment begins right now in the house of God. Isn't that beautiful? Ninth verse says, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. And that's what we're attempting to do today.
Yes.
Ye that are called by his name, that's who we're talking to. Sinners continue to sin. God is not calling those only that have an ear to hear. Those that are called by his name, God is concerned about those.
Yes.
It's the churchgoer. St. John 19 and 19, evangelists. Let's start there because my thought was this. He's called the King of the Jews. Well, now, where does that leave any other than a Jew? The Lord said, salvation is of the Jew. But God is not talking about a natural Jew. God is not talking about a natural Greek, male or female. He's talking about in the spirit. Everything in the natural are parables that you might understand the spirit. St. John 19 and 19.
And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
Now again, we're not going to get into this as another subject, another thought. But Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. There was a cross made by the devil, by his spirit. It was not the Spirit of God that made this cross. God's word is the cross that Jesus wants us to bear. Because this cross, God's word, will condemn and convict sin. The devil, through his people, thought he would overcome God by killing Jesus. Could not kill his spirit. He rose again, and by the Spirit of God, it raised up that dead body and lived again. But that body did not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Somewhere between here and the kingdom, that body was buried in the elements.
Yes. Yes.
He was taken up. Flesh and blood don't inherit. And so many feel like that body was glorified. A glorified body is a body that is being controlled by the Spirit of God. That's a glorified body. We're not going to get into that. But again, Pilate wrote this title on the cross that they made. Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Let's go to 10th chapter, 10 and 14. So my thought is this. What does that make you and I, we that say we're following Christ or that are of God? We should be Jews.
Yes.
That's why I say we are Jews here. I'm not a natural Jew, but I am a Jew in spirit, and that's where it counts.
Yes.
Jesus was a natural Jew, but he left that natural heritage. Yes. And he claimed the spirit. The spiritual heritage. Say John 10 and 14. What does it say?
I am the good shepherd.
I am the good shepherd.
And know my sheep.
What?
And am known of mine.
No one knows the shepherd but the Father. And no one knows the Father but the shepherd. And it's whom the shepherd will reveal the Father to. They will know God. You've got to know God through a leader. Through the preacher that God sends. That's how you know the Father. Read.
As the Father knoweth me.
What?
Even so know I the Father.
Every shepherd should have that testimony. If you are a shepherd of God, you should know the Father. And when the Lord came, many scribes and Pharisees who were known to be shepherds over the people didn't know who he was. They didn't know the word made flesh. The word never changes, but it was made flesh. And in the body of Jesus, in his heart, he housed the commandments of God. The word of God, because that's who he was. Read.
And I laid down my life for the sheep.
Every shepherd that God sends lays down that natural life. Jesus laid down the natural life. Heritage of a Jew, like Paul did.
He
obeyed the laws. He was circumcised naturally, so as a token to Abraham's seed. But the traditions, he left that, just like Abraham left. Abraham was a Syrian, but he became the Abraham, the Hebrew, because God adopted him into his family. We have become Jews in spirit because the shepherd is the King of the Jews.
Yes.
Not natural, but of the spirit.
Yes.
As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Lay down all of the traditions they've been taught or that they know about and be spiritual. In order to be spiritual, you need God's law. The law is spiritual. That's God's word. And so many cannot rightly divide God's law from the law of sin and death. And from ceremonial law. They cannot rightly divide that. Read.
And other sheep.
Other sheep.
I have.
What?
Which are not of this fold.
So other sheep I have, they're not of the spiritual fold. And they're not of the natural Jew fold. What?
Them also I must bring.
So the other sheep God had to bring really are just like the natural Jew. They're Gentiles. And everyone that began to follow Jesus, follow God, whether they were Jews or not, they're Gentiles. And they have to come into the spiritual fold. Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. What?
And they shall hear my voice.
What?
And there shall be one fold and one shepherd.
So there is but one fold. And that one fold is Israel. And they are Jews in spirit.
Yes.
We are Jews in spirit.
Yes.
And as the Lord said, he that is of God heareth God's voice. If you are of God, you're going to hear God's words, because that's God's voice.
Yes.
Let's go to the Galatians 3 and 26. Let's go there. It's all about the Jew, because the Lord is King of the Jews. Now, we were first called Christians at Antioch. We were called that. We didn't call ourselves that. But the enemy that nailed the Lord to the cross, to his cross, the devil's cross,
yes,
began to call us little followers of Christ, Christians. That's how they identified the sect that followed the Lord, and not the scribes and Pharisees called us Christians. But the saints that did follow the Lord and followed God, they referred to each other as the Lord referred to us from the beginning to the end. Saints, sanctified people that have been sanctified from the traditions. Those and we that have left our father's house, that devil, and all of our traditions, whether we were Greek, African, Chinese, whatever, and begin to follow God in the spirit,
yes,
we're called saints.
Yes.
Because we've been sanctified from all of our old ways. We've been sanctified from our natural cultures into the spirit. Isn't that beautiful? Galatians 3 and 26.
For ye are all the children of God.
Now we're all the children of God. What?
By faith.
By faith.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Faith in Christ Jesus. That means faith in God's word. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith in Christ Jesus means faith in God's word.
Yes.
What?
For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
So to be baptized into Christ means to be baptized in his word.
Yes.
That means you put on Christ. What?
Mm-hmm. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free.
So when you're baptized in Christ, been baptized in his word, it's not a natural Jew.
Right.
It's not a natural Greek.
Right.
It's not about being a natural male or female. It's not about being bond or free. It's not about the natural. What?
There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ.
Which
Jesus.
Means we're all one in the word, in the commandments. We're one.
Yes.
One mind to keep God's word. When you have a mind to keep God's words, means you have faith with works.
Yes.
That means you obey what God is asking us to do. Not to have any gods before God, not to take his name in vain, not making any graven images. Remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. When we have those works, that means we have faith in God.
Yes.
Because faith in God's word without works is dead.
Yes.
You really don't believe Christ. And you don't believe in Christ. You don't have faith in Christ. Read.
And if ye be Christ's.
What?
Then are ye Abraham's seed.
Now we're Abraham's seed, but it's the spiritual seed, not the natural. As he told those, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. He said, well, we've never been in bondage to any man. We're Abraham's seed. I know you're Abraham's seed. But if you were Abraham's truly seed in spirit, you wouldn't go about to kill me. And if you are truly the spiritual Jew, if you are of God and hear the words of God, you are of God.
Yes.
If you cannot hear God's word, you need to have circumcision in spirit.
Yes.
In order to be circumcised, you must believe the word and obey.
Yes.
Then comes understanding. Keep
yes.
therefore, and do them. Yes. It's your wisdom. Mm-hmm. It's your understanding. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Romans 2:25. That's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's Abraham's seed according to the promise. Romans 2:25. I'm talking about the King of the Jews. And I love to be referred to as a Jew. Because salvation is of the Jew. Isn't that beautiful? It's a wonderful thing to be the Jew God is calling for. It's a wonderful thing to be like the Father. I believe his name is called Jesus, King of the Jews. Isn't that beautiful? Romans 2:25, what does it say? Here's another Jew, Paul, and he's given us understanding about this natural Jew. What does he say?
For circumcision verily profited if thou keep the law.
Now you're talking about the law of circumcision, which was given to Abraham's seed as a token.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying circumcision verily profited if thou keep the law, which means if you keep God's word, circumcision is in order.
Yes.
If you keep the word, the law, mm-hmm. what?
But if thou be a breaker of the law.
But if you break God's word, if you break the commandments, you may be circumcised, but what?
Thy circumcision is made uncircumcised.
Thy circumcision is made uncircumcised. In other words, you are not circumcised in heart. When you break God's word, or as the scripture says, if you offend in one point, you're guilty of them all. So if you don't kill and don't do all these things, but yet you break the Sabbath, your natural circumcision is made uncircumcision.
That's right.
Read.
Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law.
Wait a minute. There it is now. Because keeping God's law, God's word, is righteousness. That's what the scripture says. It shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. If the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law. What?
Shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision?
Because that's what circumcises your heart, keeping God's word.
Yes.
Because the circumcision of the spirit
yes.
is what God is calling for, not the token.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature.
So uncircumcision, which is by nature, what?
If it fulfill the law.
Now, if you fulfill God's, the other word, obey God's word.
All right.
All of those Gentiles, whether you're a natural Jew or not, if you fulfill the law, what?
Judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision doth transgress the law.
It says now, I want everyone to get understanding of what the scripture is saying.
Yes.
And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee now,
mm-hmm.
who by the letter and circumcision does transgress the law. Yes. Who's transgressing it?
Right.
No one. If you fulfill the law, even if you're uncircumcised, you're not transgressing the law, but what?
For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly.
Listen to what Paul is saying. He was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. He knew what tribe he came from. I don't know what tribe I came from. I know I was born in Michigan in General Hospital. Oh, no, it's called Herman Kiefer. I don't know who Herman is or Kiefer. I don't know anything about Herman Kiefer. I don't know what, if I was born out of a tribe. I know my mother is not a tribe, but I was born of my mother.
Yes.
And even then, it was in the home, and it rushed us to Herman Kiefer
yes.
to get the official time and all of that down. But Paul knew where his lineage was
yes.
and was all about. He is not a Jew, which is one outwardly what?
Neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh.
So it's not about that law of circumcision that was given to Abraham's seed as a token. And if you live for God, you would honor that token because of Father Abraham. Now, if you're not a Jew, natural, we don't worry about that circumcision. And if we want to get circumcised, we didn't get circumcised, fine. But there's no salvation in circumcision or uncircumcision in the flesh, only in the spirit.
Beautiful.
He is not a Jew, which is one outwardly.
Mm-hmm.
Neither is that circumcision, which is outwardly in the flesh. But what?
But he is a Jew.
Listen to what Paul is saying. He is a Jew.
Which is one inwardly.
Jesus is King of the Jews for those who are circumcised inwardly.
Yes.
What?
And circumcision is that of the heart.
It's about the spirit, the heart.
In the spirit.
In the spirit.
And not in the letter.
What?
Whose praise is not of men.
What?
But of God.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 10 and 12. He's King of the circumcision in spirit. King of the Jews. That's beautiful. I don't know how much plainer can the word make it. I'm only reading the scripture. I didn't make this up. I'm a Jew in spirit.
Yes.
And I have the authority from God to let you know what the word is saying. Deuteronomy 10 and 12. What does it say?
And now Israel.
Now Israel.
What doth the Lord thy God require?
Yes, the Jews are called Israelites.
Yes.
As well. They're called the righteous.
Yes.
We're the children of God.
Yes, we are.
What doth the Lord thy God require of thee? What?
But to fear the Lord thy God.
What?
To walk in all
his ways. We're walking in all his ways as God make known his ways to Moses. Yes. And he's making known his ways to his people through a leader today.
Yes.
And always read.
And to love him.
Love God.
And to serve the Lord thy God.
What?
With all thy heart.
Not talking about part time. When you love God with all your heart, you don't come to God's assembly when you get ready. All it's right. When the Spirit is gathering us together. It's yes. called an order of service.
Yes.
And any other time in between.
Yes.
Read.
The Lord with all thy heart and with all thy soul.
All thy heart. All thy soul. Where are those that love God like that today?
All right.
Well, I can say we're here at 425. Read. You can come join us. If you are that people anywhere, you may be other than 425
yes. Yes.
Laconia Boulevard. I'd like to know. We'd like to come and fellowship with you.
Yes.
Read.
To keep the commandments.
Wait a minute.
Lord,
to keep the commandments.
And his statutes.
And his statutes.
Which I command thee today.
Well, again, you would think you're talking about two different things. It's talking about God's word.
Yes.
His commandments, they are statutes and judgments.
Yes.
What?
Which I command thee this day.
What?
For thy good. Behold.
It's for thy good. Read.
Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord
what?
Thy God. The earth also with all that
all
therein
that
is.
Therein is what?
Only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them.
Well, he's talking about those fathers that were in the spirit like Abraham, Noah. Those that kept his word, Joshua,
all right.
And all of those that followed them wholeheartedly, not those he was not well pleased with.
Right.
Read.
And he chose their seed after
now them. God wants that same seed, those that will leave father, mother, sister, brother, yes. And all the traditions of the world, leave the world.